The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Printmasters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a terrific Thursday here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I am your co-host today, Darvin Russell. We will soon be joined by the man of the hour who has been away on vacation. And I am sure you guys have been waiting on his return, rested and ready to be late. So I'm going to kick off the show today. Today, for those of you that are going to be joining in with our conversation today, it is 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4219-259. And for those of you calling from the Family Islands to participate in the show today, 242-300-5720. For our texters, the number is 422-4796. And I am your co-host today, Darvin Russell. Before I get to the headlines today, I am going to take some advantage of my soloness for a few minutes to share something with you that has been on my heart and been resonating over the last few days. On Sunday past, we had a guest preacher who came in to preach on Sunday. And the guest preacher elucidated a message on fatherhood. That was followed up by a conversation today I had with a friend of mine talking about some of the challenges and issues that her male friend groups were having, the various issues they were having around their children, and some of the struggles and challenges that we as fathers generally have with our children. And I was struck by the similarities, the commonalities that were woven through both the sermon on Sunday and the conversation I had earlier today. And one of the things that struck me so profoundly after listening to the sermon on Sunday was this notion around where do our children get their purpose in life from? Where do they learn to be whole persons from? You know, and the preacher went through the lineage of many of the great men of the Bible, from Abraham to Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and David. And he went on to show how so much of the son's future life was predicated on the characteristics and traits that their fathers had. And I had never read those great Bible stories and gleaned that kind of perspective from them until listening to that sermon on Sunday, which was so well articulated. And I was struck by how almost organically we as sons pick up on the characteristics, the personality, skills, talents, and abilities of our fathers without even sometimes consciously pursuing them. I, for example, am not the most handy person, although my father is a very handy person. But the amount that I can do certainly came from observation, watching him and my older brothers. My love for travel is a direct correlation to my father's career in the travel industry. And my love of cooking has to do with both my parents, who are excellent cooks, and my profession, obviously, as a business person, was fueled by those early days of having a shop in my parents' kitchen, where we used to make cup and baggie as children that helped us pay for our books in school. So the conversation that I had with my friend today was around a friend of hers whose son is struggling to find his way. And we got into this conversation about what is it that we as fathers are supposed to do, especially when we have children that seem directionless, that seem listless, that seem purposeless. And I said to her, I said, I think our job, as I've said to you guys on this radio before, as parents, is to give our children direction and focus when they have none for themselves. And that is especially true for fathers. And I am amazed oftentimes as to how wayward our young men seem to be in the Bahamas, the challenges that they're facing, the struggles that they are left to deal with, seemingly on their own. And that is, I believe, a direct correlation to the absence or the lack of fathers and father figures in their homes today. And I would just say, as a clarion call to the men of this nation, that I think we have to do a better job. We have to be more present, not just our physical presence, but our emotional and intellectual presence in the lives of our children. So that's my sermon for today. We now have in Duradu, the man of the hour who's been gone on a much needed vacation, is back in country. So I will be silent and allow Garth to take over. Welcome home. Welcome back to the studio, my dear friend. You were missed.
Darwin Russell, I appreciate you. Sound like you're still in church making an introduction for the pastor. I don't know which church you've been to. But it's good to be back. And I did have a marvelous time as usual. Mm-hmm. But I go home. It's just a pleasure to see my mother strong. I mean, really strong. And our dad was extremely strong. And, of course, he wanted us to go straight to work. So, you know, I was there doing my construction duties. Mm-hmm. But you know this. Block, cement, sand, right. And rock.
Right.
So if you call that a vacation,
yeah.
I'll tell you what gives me that renewed strength. Mm-hmm. Just to see your parents doing well, you're more than happy to make that contribution. So the body has not yet rested, but my soul
is at peace.
Is at peace.
I love it.
So we'll give a quick break there, my brother. And listen, man, folks, this is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. Garth Minard Roseboro here with you and Darwin Russell. We're going to have a great show today. The Office of Prime Minister should have been here, but of course, they are traveling to the UN meeting, I do believe, so they won't be until next week again. This is our fourth attempt, but I'm sure we're going to get it right sooner or later. Yeah, sooner or later, we're going to get it right. But until then, I got to bring Friday's show to you for today. And I listened to C.A. Newry just a while ago. And I said, boy, you in my mind. I was outside talking to C.A. I said, you in my mind. But we got to continue our conversation today. So we'll take this quick break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
John's Shoes and Accessories September sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on the greatest savings event of the year. 25% off items for men, women, and children, including appliances. 15% off brands like Timberland, Skechers, Steve Madden, and more. And don't forget John's Carewear for 25% off nursing, hospitality, and chef uniforms, as well as John's Fashion for 25% off women's fashion clothing. Shop big savings with John's till September 30th. We put fashion at your feet.
Come along and ride on a fantastic voyage.
we're jamming here today, Guardian Radio today, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM here in Nassau, Bahamas. I am your host for the day, filling in Garth Maynard Roseboro here with none other than Darwin Russell. And I just want to give them a quick thank you for holding the fort down. I was able to, I guess at times when I had an internet connection, I live far out in the countryside. So whenever I could check in, I did check in and listened in, and they sounded healthy. None of them sounded as if they were in the Princess Margaret Hospital or anything like that, so I didn't fail. And so I thank him, and I thank Gabby. You gentlemen, you left me text messages galore, how much you all appreciated Gabby. And I want you to know that Gabby's not here today. She'll be here tomorrow with me. And she is actually listening in as we speak. I had a conversation while in Michigan, though, with a very dear friend of mine. He is an employee, a civil servant, in the Ministry of Works. I'm not calling his name or his associate's name. And, of course, we made a bet. I don't gamble. I only do what I do, Darwin Russell. Mm-hmm. And I guaranteed him, I bet him, that their payment would not come through at the end of this month. I told him that. And he said, oh, they better do it. And he was having all the threatening conversation. He's listening right now. He wanted to make sure I made it to the studio today. So when you saw me outside the studio, I was actually talking to him. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I ain't scared of y'all. I'm not scared of the civil servants. The civil servants, today, I got to deal with you today. Additional monies. At what cost are we going to supply this money to you? Mm. It almost seems to me, Darwin Russell, that the Bahamas that we have today is a very selfish Bahamas.
Okay.
Very uncaring Bahamas. I'm not quite clear that these people have the ability or the aptitude to understand finances. That's why I'm so glad that you are here today, Darwin Russell, because I don't feel many of the civil servants understand that in order to give you any money, we have to get the money from somewhere else. Now, where are we going to get this money from? Do we have oil fields that is producing oil, and we have all this additional revenue that we can just throw out there and say, you know what, Darwin, here's a raise for you. Kermit, here's a raise for you. You know, Dwight Schrone, here's a raise for you. Garth, here's a raise for you. Do we have that type of spending power from the Treasury? Mm-hmm. These are the same people who complain, however, that why are y'all not fixing the road? Why are the light bills so high? Why we got to pay so much in customs duty? Why? Well, maybe, just possibly, you can fight me if you want. The reason why we do what we do is because you civil servants cannot ever get enough. Now, I am a big fan of the Bible. You don't have to be a Christian to be a fan of the Bible. All you have to do is understand the principles that are in that book. And I love those principles. When you were unemployed, Darwin Russell, and you wanted a job, number one, you didn't even do your school work. I really bite my tongue, and I just reached back, I bite my tongue. Mm-hmm. You was the one cutting up in class, acting the fool. But because your ma and pa was cool with the MP, or cool with the prime minister, or cool with somebody in government, you was able to have someone help you fill out the application so you could get your government job to be a civil servant. Now, I do understand, yes, I do, that you don't get paid a lot of money. I understand that very well. Many of you who are qualified, you are underpaid. I appreciate your service. I actually would like to give you a shout out today as the great civil servants that you are. Could I start there, Darwin Russell?
You can start there.
Mm-hmm. Good. The rest of you, you're lousy. Let me tell you why I got so much energy today about lousiness. Because the same people are calling the politicians lousy. You got a couple lousy politicians. I would name a few for you if you really dared me to do so today. But you know, and they know, that they lousy. Lousy people. And we say, you know what? When election time comes, we can fire them. So we can fire a lousy politician. We can fire the lousy preacher. Huh? We want to fire all the lousy people in our lives. Why can't we fire you, the lousy civil servant? You know what you say? General orders. General orders. So while we are trying to praise and worship general orders, the whole country going to hell in a breadbasket. I'm asking you this, man. I'm telling you what I'm talking about. This country is right now navigated on course for a financial crash. The belly is going to fall out because you just can't get enough. Now, guess what? It's possible, very possible, that you deserve more. It's very possible that you deserve more. I'm not going to take that away from you. The Bible says that one man came to work at 1 hour, next one came at another hour, mm-hmm. and then one man came at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they all got the same pay. Mm-hmm. And the people who worked from morning said the man who got paid at the last hour and got the same amount of money, they had a problem with that because principally, that ain't fair. The master says, let me ask you a question. Did you get what you agreed to? Mm-hmm. And they had to answer yes. Then he said, what the hell are you complaining about? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you already got paid. Now, ask Garth Maynard Roseborough what he can complain about today about some of you civil servants. Let me tell you my experience with the civil service if you want me to talk your business. Mm-hmm. I come to your office for 9 o'clock. I think government office is open around 9, eh?
It does.
Why you don't reach your desk till 9:30? Because you had to be in the back getting your coffee, getting your breakfast, and catching up with the news and everything else. And of course, if you're going to catch your news, mm-hmm. you got to catch Guardian newspaper. That's where your news at, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You're catching your news. All your little gap seed and what happened in church yesterday and what happened to your cousin and you hear this and you hear that. And then you come at 9 to, you know, they're waiting for you. Mm-hmm. And then I say to you, good morning. It might, you know, behemoths, we could be very polite when we want something from you. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good morning. How can I help you? Well, you know, I have a document here that I need to have authorized. Okay. You can rest the document on the desk. Okay, should I wait on it or should I maybe come back later? Mm-hmm. You can wait if you want. Okay, well, I'll wait a few minutes. This is a conversation. Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock, 11:30. The document. Oh, I just see this on the desk, you know. Let me take this in the back and see if they're there. You come back to me to tell me, oh, the person ain't there. So what you want me to do? I can't complain to nobody, Darwin Russell.
Right, right.
So you want me to continue to wait, or should I come after lunch? Oh, you come back after lunch. What time you figure lunch will be finished? About 1:30 or so. I come back 1:30. Looking for the person, or they in the meeting. So they ain't getting this today. Well, you know, you never know. Well, I'll wait a few minutes. Mm-hmm. It's 1:30 now. Mm-hmm. 2:30. Mm-hmm. You know how much longer that meeting can be? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know something? They just step up. School run. Mm-hmm. Now, you could finish that conversation for me. I show you people smart enough out there to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the 5300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. That's some of you. Now, I say all of y'all like that, but that's some of you. So why I am glad, Darwin Russell, that you're here today, because what I want to do today is to define what are the money-making ministries mm-hmm. in terms of revenue coming into the treasury mm-hmm. and to support the 20,000 civil servants in this country mm-hmm. In terms of salaries every month that we got to find this money mm-hmm. for them. Mm-hmm. And then I want to know what are the ministries that are absorbing finances like education, for instance, mm-hmm. where we got to pay these teachers. Mm-hmm. And we got to build these schools, and we got to maintain these schools. And so all of this is just consumption. And if it wasn't for the educational part of it, mm-hmm. it would be a liability.
Yes.
So that's why I'm glad Darwin is here. So while we're waiting for Darwin to wrap that around his brain, let me take this caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, gracious user, God, how you doing?
Hey, my brother, how are you doing?
Hey, that's just, boy, you know when you reach home today, you know you can get off flesh, you throw in the bull. You know your water flesh will be low.
Well, you know, I got to
call and comment on stuff.
Yeah.
I messed with this one because, you know your light bill can be flickering in and out. You're going to have to change your fridge.
My light bill? Boss, oh, man, yeah. I could live in the dark. You don't know me, eh? I ain't scared. I ain't scared. I ain't never scared.
You can cause them to strike.
They could strike. They can strike lightning or they can strike water like Moses. I don't care. I can talk the truth and I ain't scared. That's why I can tell you what time it is today. I'm not afraid of you. Because if you truly love this country, you will understand that sometimes you just got to give the government a little wiggle room because the money ain't there. You're a smart caller. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what time it is in the tourism market right now in September?
Yeah, you know, it ain't peaks season. Look,
season
30.
Okay. Let me just see, I know you're smart, you know, David. I know you're smart. Go ahead.
Now you can cost me to respond. Well, I know why you cost me. All right, let me ask a question, right?
Uh-huh.
If I tell you I can give you $100, right?
Yes, sir.
would you expect it?
Of course I would.
Oh, you expect $100?
Yes.
But if I hop $100 for you, but I don't mention it, you wouldn't be expecting it, right or wrong?
That is correct.
But the government is the one who said that they would give the funds.
I know.
So you can't, you say coming from, so the people expected it.
Okay, so guess what? When I went to school, I spent over $100,000 for my education. Now, you being able to say I'm stupid because I spend this money on education. But I got my education, 2 master's degrees. Plus, I got a plumbing license. Okay, now let me ask you a question. When I went to the university for my master's degree, you know what they told me? Oh, if you take this course, the job position, CEO, CFO, you could make $120,000, $180,000 a year if you take this course. So I spent my money on the course, master's degree in human resources management. Ask Garth Maynard Roseborough, has he ever professionally used that degree?
Of course not.
I never got to use it. I ain't mad at them, but I know one thing. You ain't gonna run no game on me when it comes to labor and compensation. Because I know what I know. Herein is what the mature conversation really should be. Mm-hmm. Yes, I expect it. Yes, it did not come. Why is the question, did it not come? Do we want our government to go and borrow more money from China to give to you, or borrow money from America or the World Bank for you? That's what you want us to do, go deeper into debt so we can raise VAT and we can raise property taxes and we can raise everything else in this country? Is that what we want?
No, but God, okay, to be quite honest with you, right, to be fair, right, if I was the government or the PM, I simply would not have brought it up. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because, one, the contractors have to be paid. You have to pay them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then we spend at least almost $1 billion on the on salaries, mm-hmm. right? So the money ain't there. So why tell the people the money there? I know, I have common sense. I know the money probably ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to find the money. Because if they pay that salary, you know what they have to do? Now some of the contractors have to be short, and they have to wait for their money probably a couple more months till the next budget.
That's correct.
Because they have to teeth from Peter to pay Paul. you see where I'm from? But I have common sense to figure it out. But some people, when you're in a desperate situation, mm-hmm. right, you start to rely on stuff and common sense don't kick in.
So guess what? I'm going to ask you a question before you go. Because I just love when you call. You're just a smart guy.
You can cost my water pressure below.
If they know the comments that they get in the civil service, because the civil service got to be people who got some common sense.
Okay,
I appreciate you.
And that's okay, no problem.
Take care, my brother. Let me take the next caller, please. Go ahead, next caller. Yeah, man, I write you just stirring up some Kong salad or some veggie salad or scallop salad.
Your partner there, he did a good job.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did a good job. I learned one or two things from it. But on this money thing with the civil servant,
mm-hmm.
if I promise you I can give you $50 Friday.
Yes.
Now, I have plans.
Mm-hmm.
I have plans. I'm supposed to get some money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I can give you that $50. Now, don't forget, now, you didn't work for this. I just said I can give you something
mm-hmm.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday. The person who's supposed to bring the money for me in order for me to be able to give you something
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
calls me and tells me, boy, it ain't like I can be able to do that till next month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I took it upon myself. Don't forget now, I ain't owe you this money.
Mm-hmm.
I took it upon myself Friday, Wednesday evening to call you.
Mm-hmm.
Say, boy, I know I'm supposed to bring that thing for you. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, something happened, but I got to give you that. I still can give it to you now. But when I get it next one, I can give it to you.
Uh-huh.
You don't think you would respect that person just for their honesty first. Just for, so don't forget now, you're this money, you're still getting your salary, which you get every month. Some people saying now, they don't have that money spent. How you can spend money you don't get in your hand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and guess what? You hear all these people making. I hear this, the teachers union president.
Mm-hmm.
She mad because the government was giving these people this money without telling her. All she got to do is tell the people in the union, don't take the money. Say, y'all don't take the money when the government gave to y'all. She's robbing.
Mm.
All right. Now, what is going to happen? I expect for some people to be upset. That's just human nature.
Mm-hmm.
But by the middle of next week, You won't hear much more about this no more.
Well, you know, that is
I guarantee you that.
That is your conviction. I got to let Darvin chime on that, but I appreciate you so much, my brother and fellow Bamboo Towner. Darvin Russell, what you saying?
You know where I sit on this issue. I mean, the fact of the matter is, the promises are comfort to a fool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have been paying attention to the finances of the country, you would recognize that the government is having...
Okay.
Now, if you, Mr. said... As it relates to this is just the process. The process takes a while. You know, you got to go through this minister and that minister. This one has to be approved. That has to be approved. This is the bureaucracy of government. I'm always amused when I hear things like that because ministers talk as though the government is separate from themselves.
Okay.
And if the prime minister who serves as the minister of finance cannot move his own ministry to execute a policy that he himself has agreed to and implemented mm-hmm. as the chairman, shall we say, of cabinet, then what hope is there for any other ministry or any other promise that has been provided? So if it's going to come late, don't give the people a date.
That would be wise.
Don't give the people a date. So we're working on providing you with a raise. We expect it to come through by mm-hmm. December, mm-hmm. when we have definitive word and when it's going to hit your salaries, you will be notified.
Okay.
But they definitively gave a date.
And that was
so therefore, it is right for the people to be upset or disappointed that the date didn't materialize. But you can only have as much confidence in the person making a promise as to the credibility of the promise giver.
Boy, you're twisting that one on me. Caller, right. Go ahead, caller. Let me take your call. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I was supposed, I wanted to make a comment on that, but Darvin, you did a wonderful job in explaining that whole situation just now.
Thank you.
You were very eloquent in that. You remind me of Mr. Lang, Chicago Lang.
Thank you. So
you did a good job, and I don't even need to elaborate on nothing else. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
And you did a wonderful job last week also.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Your next caller, go ahead, please. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you guys today?
We're well. How are you?
We're super.
Fine, thanks. Darvin, you said something that is so profounding.
Mm-hmm.
A promise is a comfort to a fool, mm-hmm. right? Hello?
Yes, we're listening. You're
live. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you guys, answer this question for me, please.
Sure.
Why is it the union now telling the workers to go on strike?
Mm-hmm.
And the union had nothing to do with this promise that the government
yeah.
made. That is totally disrespectful
yeah.
and wrong.
Yeah.
Because the government took it upon themselves
mm-hmm.
from their manifesto stating that
mm-hmm.
they will try to increase government payroll
yes.
for those who are left behind.
Yeah.
Okay? And what the union is doing is taking advantage of this opportunity. Mm-hmm. We all know right now, this period is the slowest period in tourism at this time.
Mm-hmm.
September, the first part of September till probably the middle of November.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the government told the workers now, because look at it this way. The month of September hasn't been completed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say the government reneged on their promise because mm-hmm. within the month of September, they still came back and they realized that they couldn't pay the money
mm-hmm.
in the month of September, so they've moved it back, pushed it back for December.
Yes.
Which, how could you expect in this money
mm-hmm.
if this money was monies that were promised by the government to you? Nothing to do with no negotiation with the union.
Right.
But the union is taking precedence as if they had negotiated for you guys, for those guys, for the money.
That's a
fair... That's totally disrespectful.
No, that's a fair point. But I want us to separate the response and their disappointment from what the union is proposing. They have a right to be upset because they were given the date, right?
They have a right to
yeah,
be upset.
Okay, yeah.
Upset.
Yeah.
But they, the government also have a right to explain to them why the money is not paid at this time.
Agreed.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And if you're in the government system, you would know
mm-hmm.
this is the slowest period, and the government is mm-hmm. not going to borrow money to go pay money.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make any sense. Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
There's a lot of persons waiting on money right now, and the government already budgeted.
Yes.
And somewhere down the line, you know how the government system works. They mm-hmm. move money from one ministry to mm-hmm. the next, right? Mm-hmm. Now they realize that there isn't sufficient money to pay these people at this time, so I guess they said for Christmas, I think it'd even be a better time for that money to be
sure.
paid.
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
Fair enough. Great points, my brother.
Good. One texter says you're playing politics with the people 1 year before election.
Yeah. No, it's not a good look, certainly, for the government. The caller made a valid point, however. When it comes to these matters, if you just go back from the history of even these raises and increases, none of them, if I remember what the minister essentially admitted, promised that they would. All of them were late.
Mm.
All of them were late. But the caller's point was, while they were late, they still came, and it was not something you negotiated. It was given to you based on something the prime minister, in his infinite wisdom, decided that the review should happen, and it's a promise that I want to fulfill. It is delayed. That is accepted. But I think that the union would be making a mistake to encourage its members to strike over something like this.
I love it.
I don't think that that's a good strategy.
I love it. Next caller, go ahead, caller. You're on the line.
Caller, you're on Guardian Today.
Go ahead,
caller.
Next caller.
You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, man. Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend.
But you know, they said that in August,
mm-hmm.
that the civil servants going to get this money in September.
Yes, sir.
Now, what gone wrong? I don't know. And then sometimes these things happen. Maybe the government should have maybe go and look and see that, hey, we can't make this. We better come to the people now before September come up and let these people know we're going to have to give them this money December, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just use something simple. This may not be how maybe you want to hear it. If I come to you, if I owe you $100.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, God, I'm going to pay you Friday. And Friday coming. But my baby mommy called me and tell me, hey, look at the train, them need some Pampers.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't got no Pampers and stuff like that. Well, I can put it like this, Mr. God. I can have to owe you. But I can take care of 10 Pampers for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can have to take care of 10 Pampers for you because they ain't going naked. And I coming back to you and I can say, well, God, listen, I know I promised you you can get this money Friday, but boy, this happened and stuff like that.
But what if God? What if God need the $100 for his baby pampers that you owe him?
Brother, he can have to wait.
Oh, okay.
He can have to wait.
Herein lies the issue.
Yeah.
The union man making noise and the union man saying,
yes,
telling the members them, stand by. This man supposed to be a pastor man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This is what causing this country the way it is today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Even looking at this, okay?
We're on course for a financial crash, folks. Well, I appreciate your call, man. Let me take another caller. Caller, go ahead, please. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. First-time caller.
Oh, first-time caller. Okay, well, turn your radio down for me a bit, but you are on the air. Go ahead.
All right. I would think that unions negotiate these deals before,
mm-hmm.
before these contracts come out.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is now trying to find a way not to, to say, to get these contracts together.
Not on this particular issue, though.
So you say the government itself.
That's correct.
That
is correct, yeah. They did a salary review, and as a result salary review, they have decided to increase the pay for civil servants, yeah. This was not a pre-negotiated anything with the understanding.
Okay.
Sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Hey, someone just said, I wish I was working for the government, Garth. You know what those paychecks are going to look like. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, next caller.
Call you on Guardian. Go ahead, caller.
Is the caller there? Next caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Boy, you living? I've been trying to check on you. How you feeling?
Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate you, my brother.
So listen, one thing I just want to say, you know, that, you know, you just gotta end the way it is expected. Mm. We can only put what expectations is.
All right.
Where's this money coming from? I thought I lent my voice to that.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate you. You want to know where the money's coming from?
Your kids' stuff that they really supposed to go through you to for them.
It's an advocacy. It's very simple. If you offer the help,
kids something, either they receive it or not, you don't mind them just doing it, circumventing you and giving it to them. Let's just be realistic.
Yes.
I think it is disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to say, put it at utter, but I think they were slighted. I think the union should have been involved. And it should have been in a more respectable way.
Interesting.
They should have put them to stake.
All right. Fair enough.
I appreciate you. Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller.
All right, sir.
Caller, go ahead.
Hi, good day.
Good day.
Good day, my friend.
Conky Joe calling. First time caller.
Conky Joe? Where you get that name from, buddy?
All the contracts they get on why they can't pay the civil servants. All of the contracts, the $500 million contract they give the Bahamas Stripe and all the other groups of people.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's another caller. Go ahead, caller. Lines are lit up. Let's go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Could two things be true? One.
Now you're stealing Darwin's line, but go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Could two things be true? One, that the union didn't ask for this money. And two, this could be a political strategy to delay the money and do it closer to when a decision may be called so it could be fresh in the minds of voters. Could that be strategy as well?
It's possible. The only thing that I would caution to say is as a political strategy is that you have irated the very people that you're trying to attract and ingratiate toward you, right?
I'm backing up right now, but listen, we know in politics, when it gets close to election time, people, the human said all the wrongs their political party do, and all of the political fever come into play, and you just give them money during Christmas?
Yeah, come on now. Fair enough.
But good listener.
Fair enough. Next call. Callers, you're all near.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Darwin, and good morning.
Anton. Good to hear from you.
What's going on, guys?
Man, it's good to hear your voice. Are you well?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm holding.
All right, my brother.
Welcome back, by the way.
Man, I appreciate you, man. Give me that strong 1 minute that you got. I know you got a strong 1 minute for us. Give it to us.
Vacation. I got a strong 2 minutes.
See, you're a rude boy. I can't do rude boys. Go ahead.
Listen, Darwin, I'm hearing a bunch of conspiracy theories. That's all I'm hearing. Because the only person who can tell the Bahamian people what is happening is the government. And the government of the Bahamas did that through a press release. Let me ask you all both a question. Could it be, because persons are painting conspiracy theories in a negative, right? Suggesting that the government is disrespecting the union, that the government is showing an affront to the union. The union works on negotiated contracts. Am I correct?
You are.
Okay. Do you all know of any negotiated contract that states any government of the Bahamas is not free to reevaluate salary arrangements for the staff in the country?
That's a good point, Anton.
No, I'm asking.
Keep rolling. I want to hear it all.
There is no contract between any union and the government of the Bahamas that prevents the government from reevaluating salaries and emoluments in this country. Next point: when you look at persons are making the suggestion as though this is being used to influence votes, right? Mm-hmm. That's so silly. The reason why I said it is this: the government has negotiated over 55 and settled over 55 union contracts, the most in the history of any government in any administration at any point since we became independent in this country, right? And so that speaks to a government who is doing things in the best interest of the people.
Okay, Anton, do me a favor. Call me back after the news. Let me take two more of these callers. Call me back after the news. Next caller, go ahead, please. I appreciate you, Anton. Next caller, please.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, God, what's happening, man?
I'm good, man. Trying to make sure. Go ahead.
I thought you'd have gone on the run with Howard.
Well, you know, Howard is a good man, and I love his family,
I see you on the show, and I didn't hear nothing.
Well, I invited him to Michigan, but he was busy, so that's fine.
Okay. Anyhow, listen, one or two things I want to shoot out there.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Garvin, right? Garvin.
Garvin Russell, D-A-V.
Yeah,
Garvin Russell.
And
dog.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nice listening to you too, man.
Thank you, sir.
But Garvin said something earlier about promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Garvin,
yes,
I agree with you on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this extent. Because remember now, God given us many promises.
Mm-hmm.
But the promise to a man, from a man, is a
comfort.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you said... Promises is comfort of fools.
I appreciate you, man.
I just want to be pacific with it.
No doubt.
Man, promises
yes,
comfort of fools.
Fair enough.
Thank you, my friend.
All promises come true.
Okay, sir.
I feel
it. Blessings, come true when you're ready for it, but it come true while you're on time.
I'm
sound like you're a preacher, man. Let me take another caller. Last caller, go ahead, please, before we go to the break. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you on the line. Just trying to clear those lines. We got a number of texts. I cannot read these texts before the news. But respectfully, I got to let you give some closing remarks before we go to the news. And we'll be back right after the news. We want you to stay tuned with us. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. Darwin Russell, give me a synopsis so far.
Look here, you know, the people on fire. I mean, they must have been waiting for you to come back. We can't even get a word in edgewise, man. The call's just lighting up on the board. But I think, obviously, you've hit a nerve with this issue with civil servants, and the people want to share their thoughts, so I'm loving it.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do, and I so appreciate Kermit. It's good to be back with him there behind the boards. Always does a great job here today. Listen, what I want to really get down to after the news, I want to fire some of you people.
Mm.
I want to fire some of you people. I can fire you. I promise. Anyway, let me calm a little self down. Let me give out those numbers quickly so that you can have those numbers ready. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. This is Gossman on Rose Power, the fireman, with Darwin Russell. We'll be back after the news.
You covered. Grab a day single or chicken sandwich with a junior fries and 16-ounce beverage for just $6.95. Why choose less from the other guys when you can get more? At Wendy's, we're providing bigger bites and better deals. So purchase your Ting's Tough Value Meal today. Now available at all locations excluding the airport and food truck.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We got bad brains and we bad pay. I say we got bad brains and we bad pay. I don't care what nobody say. We got bad brains and we bad pay. Now to most of you, this is no news, as most of us have been abused by so-called friends and family too. You know that what I say is true. They come to borrow on bended knees. Hey, lend me some money, man. I really need it, please. So you lend them the money, no fuss, no crap. Hear now the problem when it's time to pay back. We got bad ways, and we bad pay.
Boy, I tell you, boy. Bad ways. We got some bad ways. And let me tell you something. Right before the news, you know, I tell you, me personally, if I was in charge, I'd be the most hated prime minister in the history of the Bahamas for the next 500 years. I would be the man who fires you. I don't even want you to like me. Let me tell you why I don't want you to like me. Every time election season comes, at least 70% of the people hate you. At least. That's how much people hate you. You ain't do them nothing, man. If you're a PLP, the F them and COI hate you. If it's F and M, the PLP and the COI hate you. If you're COI, the PLP and the F and M hate you. So they gonna hate you. So my philosophy is, y'all talk with menace, y'all hate menace. But listen to me, y'all gonna hate God. Because listen, the one thing I know, and Darwin, you got to correct me on this. I can read your text in a minute, folks. I love your text messages. I appreciate your calls. But I got to tell you why, Darwin Russell, you're going to hate me.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Maynard Roseboro is never, ever, ever wanting to bite off more than he could chew.
All right. Talk to me.
You got 20,000 civil servants out there.
Mm-hmm.
How much of them actively working to make money for this country?
My Lord.
But you want my money for your increment.
Mm.
You want my money to give your child a summer job. You want my money to make sure that you could get your new car.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't want no Cube. You ain't want no Vitz. Mm-hmm. You want RAV4.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You want Highlander. You guys are Toyota, man. Mm-hmm. I got to talk like this. You see? And some of y'all facetious ones, you want Mercedes, Benz, and BMW. Y'all want these things. I talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
You want big-time truck, big Ram truck, Silverado truck, Ford F-150 truck. You want rims on that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Man, my good friend, Den Lee Penn, she buy me one bottle. I ain't wear cologne in years. You know, beekeepers, we don't wear cologne.
Right, right.
But for my birthday, my good friend, Den Lee Penn, bought me a bottle of Versace. Oh, Jesus, man, I scared to open the bottle.
My Lord.
It looked good.
My Lord.
My good friend, what's your name there again? Jobet Colby.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Make sure God's straight for your birthday.
My Lord.
Y'all ain't understand how this thing go, man.
You connect.
As Bahamian, you got to have some things.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want them gate in front of your house, but you don't want no ordinary gate. You want gate when you press the remote, the gate is open and the gate is closed.
Yes.
And your doghouse got air conditioned too. Mm-hmm. See, y'all people got some high living standards.
High.
Very high. And civil service salary cannot afford these things, which you want. So guess what's happened now? I opened the show on the last hour telling you I got a show of 9 o'clock and don't get no service all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how you get quick service in the civil service. You slide some lunch money. You slide some lunch money and then all of a sudden everybody at work. If the man in the meeting, you whisper in the air, I got 125 for you. Bang!
Mm-hmm.
Let us sign. What happened? What you think this is? Civil service. Now that ain't all of them, Darwin. Because when I, listen to me, let me tell you how I operate. When I came into Lyndon Pilling Airport yesterday, first of all, I can't call the plane company because they don't sponsor my show, but I got to go see them. They need to sponsor our show. But the plane ride was smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I always ride with them because they give me a free bag when I fly. So I just ride with them because we be human, we like some free things.
Absolutely.
Okay. Take off smooth. Landing smooth, come off the ramp, the person greeting us at the door, smooth, walk down the tarmac to go inside, smooth, walk up, that long walk up, and the people sitting down there by the steps by immigration, yes. Smiling,
yes.
Doing their job.
Yes.
I trying to commend these people.
Mm-hmm.
I go up the escalator or the step, whatever that is, to go into immigration, and the lady sitting there at booth number one, pretty woman.
Mm-hmm.
Got all of, I tell you, I can talk about it. They got a braces on and the teeth smiling. Hey, man, I feel like I was the prime minister coming home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home, man. The woman make me feel good.
Yes, sir.
And when I was walking away, the fella said, got you on TV tonight, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, man, don't wake me. You had to just reach.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody waking, doing their job.
All right.
I come down the escalator. Mm-hmm. The fella's then with the cart down there. Sir, would you need some assistance with your luggage? Smooth! Get to the belt, and the suitcases them coming down. Now, listen to me, Darwin. Mm. I left the Bahamas with 2 cases of gourmet punch for my ma. My friend Rudy took another 2 cases for my ma because we went to celebrate her birthday.
Okay.
I took 3 underwear. I only take down 3 in case I get stuck in the airport.
Yeah.
I take 3 underwear. Yeah. No clothes.
None.
And I hope customs don't get at me for this.
No.
But ma, I said, ma, I only got 3 underwear.
Yeah.
You go buy me 1 pack
all
or
right.
2.
All right.
My ma come back with over $1,000 worth of clothes.
Oh, Lord.
Said, son, you got to look good.
Mm.
And then she feed me lamb chop for breakfast and steak. But when steak, that tastes so good, my God. And I had grouper and hogfish and a marbled fish. I had all them things up there.
What you come back for?
You understand? I was eating grapes and strawberries and blueberries and apples and oranges and tangelos. Listen to me. Y'all don't understand where I've been.
It's the Garden of Michigan.
That's why I tell you, I go, fire y'all. I don't care what y'all can hate me. My ma love me. I ask nobody no question. Me? But I'm having a good life. And so I'm saying all this to say this to you. I went there with a gift.
Yes.
I came back with a greater gift, and I felt the love of God through my parents when I came back home. And then for these people to come and welcome me the way they did,
yes.
You tell me if God don't feel like a king today.
Talk that talk.
Huh? The customs woman, you want exemptions? I had to exempt all them clothes, I guess. Mm-hmm. Exempt them, man. And she looked through, she smiled, and she told me where she from. Mm-hmm. I said, man, this is the type of Bahamas I love.
Yes, sir.
You ain't hearing me, man. Yes, the security at the door was smiling. I said, what the hell going on in this country, man? What they been eating yesterday? I said, my God, everybody treat me good. And then I went outside and the police officers on the little trail thing.
Yes.
There's two of them there. Two handsome looking fellas. Yes, I know soft fella.
Right. Yes.
But I can tell you if you're handsome, you're handsome.
Yes, sir.
And it was neatly dressed and it was coordinating the traffic. And the person was parking too long. Mm-hmm. He went there with his little book. And then he had a conversation with the person. I'm like, I only need to just move out for a few minutes and come back. And he tried to get a nigga no ticket. Mm-hmm. No, he shouldn't say nigga, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I reached back home and I can say something. I couldn't say it in Michigan, you see. So I was trying to slip that one in. I'm sorry about that. But anyhow, I said, my Lord, I so love this country when things run right.
Yes.
When I meet you who make things difficult for everybody else, I'm telling you today, Garth Millard Roosevelt wants to fire you. I don't care about no general orders. I will fire you. And I can't understand for the life of me, Darwin Russell, how is it that you could go to a man's job and rob the man of his labor, whether it's the government or not, because that's our job.
Yes.
You're robbing us every week, and you'll go sit up in church on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, but praise be to God from whom all blessings flow. You're a devil. Mm-hmm. You need to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You're a thief.
Mm-hmm.
You just like the people on the cross, one on the left and one on the, use one of them teeth and use the one on the left. You're going straight to hell because you don't know who God is. You cannot be a bad civil servant and still talk but you love God.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do your job. And if you don't know how to do your job, you try to spend some of your money, go do a little night class, and improve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be the best person on the job, so that your country could be the best country on earth. Tell me I'm wrong, Darwin Russell.
My Lord.
Someone tell me I'm wrong. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence, 300-5720, or you can text it at 422-4796. I got all these texts here, man. The money is in the budget. Stop all the travel. How do you like that one, Darwin?
Mm, the view is expressed by it.
Some of these callers remind me of when a certain set of people preferred black people to be docile.
My Lord.
Now, you see, that was a bit strong right there, Darwin.
Strong.
That was a bit strong, but touch that anyhow because I ain't scared.
Mm-hmm.
This one is pretty lengthier. Was there a delay in payment when it was time to pay Shane Gibson? That's the name they called.
My Lord.
Frank Smith is another name they called. And Kenrick Dorsett is another name that they called. What about Clayton Fernandez? Another name they called. And those other senior officers, were their payments delayed? They only know us when they need us, but we'll show them better than when we can tell them.
No, I can't even follow up on that one. That was strong.
This one is very strong. So like the monkey said, it ain't long now.
My Jesus. You ain't got to read no more, God.
Man, that wasn't
finished. No, you can't read no more.
That wasn't finished.
The car's lighting up. The board lighting up again.
It lighting up.
My Lord.
Let me try to read one more. God, I absolutely disagree with Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take the one after the calls? Let me take a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Go ahead,
caller.
What God felt is what a lot of politicians fear, that notoriety and people waving you through because of you on TV and stuff.
Yeah.
No,
the
man.
Hold on, let me finish. The average behemoth don't feel that. What you felt was what a lot of politicians, that's why they they clamor for to get into the power.
That's deep
and
right there.
When they get out of power, they feel lost because they don't have people clamoring over them.
Wow.
That's what you felt.
That's
you
deep
felt
right there.
Special treatment.
But you lastly, think so?
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Oh, you heard a guy ask you, he's going to be on TV today?
Yeah.
That's what deep. You felt. You didn't feel what the average Bahamian feel.
No, that's deep.
And lastly,
mm-hmm.
if you want to fire the person to the bottom, you also have to fire some of these politicians who came into parliament with $40 and end up millionaires.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No,
what I don't like was when people have this sentiment,
mm-hmm.
They go for the lower people at the lower economic from the lower rung and forget about these persons who get kisses by favor, and you have persons who call into the show who are close to power, who close to the PLP or the FNM.
Who benefit from the table.
So the people are quick to fight a small mind
mm-hmm.
because they're a small mind, but yet you have persons who don't, what are they supposed to do every year? Mm-hmm. They're supposed to show their income or whatever. That don't mm-hmm. happen readily. And it's supposed to be a $10,000 fine. That don't happen. But yet you quick to want to lambast the small mind. But you have persons who break the law, who are to the upper rim, or they say the police officer may wave you through and say, well, that's the MP. Let him go through.
Yes,
even
sir.
Though he may be corrupt. I mean, what they're doing is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're MP, or let him go past. But we don't notice that. But we're quick to notice or lambast. And I agree, both parties should be, the low man, the low and mm-hmm. the top should be penalized. But we're always quick to jump on the low man.
Yeah, great contribution. That's great contribution.
But I appreciate you, but I say this much to you.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone always nice to me in the airport. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I walk through,
mm-hmm.
I make sure to let people know that I appreciate something about them.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do. This is what I naturally do.
Mm-hmm.
I like your haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, nice watch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nice hair.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bahamian hospitality.
Yes.
I am a Bahamian. This is what we do.
Yeah.
But some of y'all want service, and y'all don't give nobody nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all always want something for nothing. But, Carl, I appreciate you. I understand what you're saying in terms of celebrityism.
Yeah.
But thank you for telling me that I'm now a celebrity, because all these years, I just thought I was your humble servant. Next caller, please.
Pastor God.
My Jesus Lord. Go on to Pastor now. Go ahead.
Good to have you back, buddy. Good to have you back.
It's good to be back. What's going on?
Anyway, you came back at the correct time. Anyway, right in the middle of our conversation leading up into this next election.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But there are two things we got to keep in mind that are the are like a ball and chain on the necks and the feet of our people.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Political appointees and contracts.
Okay.
Now, political appointments are probably the worst thing we have happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because a person can go and lead a department or an agency
mm-hmm.
without the necessary qualification. And his only qualification in being in a spot is that he has a political connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I've been in government for about 10 years. You know, and listen here, it was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when you don't have a person who has been put in a place of responsibility.
Yes, sir.
His main thing is he should be able to replicate himself in the lives of those who are underneath him.
Mm-hmm.
He should be able to show them something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because he don't have nobody showing anybody anything, a whole bunch of these departments are leaderless. You know, folks are on their own, and they, you know, after a while,
mm-hmm.
you know, you start to do as you please.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is hurting our fabric in terms of, you know, all these strange employment numbers these guys can understand.
I like it.
Fair enough.
I like it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your call, man. Thank you so much. Next caller, go ahead, please.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes. Good afternoon to both of you.
Hey, Steve.
Johnson. I know you're having a talk show, but if you mind, I would like to draw some thought.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your best minutes, Alan. Good to hear from you, my friend. How's Grand Bahama today?
Your Grand Bahama is suffering. You see the facade that they market as being one thing. Even that is being marketed incorrectly, where they say the people are not feeling things on the ground, the reduction. It was no reduction. If you take in perspective that we didn't have the two cruise ships that comes daily to the harbor, and the other ones went to the other harbor, so if there's an additional 6 million people a year coming from what was already here, then how could you have a 90% reduction? It's kind of like the math ain't mathing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you have 6 million new people, but yet there's 90% reduction on the island. Can you explain that for me after the break?
Mm-hmm.
But just for those many of your callers, you know, I have always been thought that success is felt or experienced, right? Of a government success or whatever. It's not, it doesn't have to be marketed. Now, you mentioned something about contracts. People say government has a right to reevaluate.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to reevaluate any contract you're in, but you don't have the authority to change it without consent. And so when you start looking at the unions, right, listen to the messaging. We know what this hasn't been done in 14 years. So the government, you know, people saying the government is gifting these people this. It's not a gift. It's an evaluation that should have happened over the last 14 years. And and then you ask about, well, who's paying for this? We are. Government just reaches into our pockets. You know, government could tax up to 100% of tax if your income, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reach in our pocket. Our wages have gone up from 700 and something million now, $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you add the $300 million, the 100 consultants and people who've been brought back or whatever, that's part of our total budget. And that's why you see potholes in the streets, schools, government buildings falling apart, hospitals unable to...
Powerful contribution today, right. C. Allen. I just want to stick to my rule of 1 minute. What I'm going to do...
You told Anthony to call back. Just give me one extra minute, please.
I was going to allow you to call back, too, but I got to take another caller because these people are paying for their calls. No, that's why. And C. Allen, they ain't got that kind of money out there, man. I got to be fair.
Okay,
I want you to call back. I just want to take another call, okay? Appreciate you. Next caller, go ahead, please.
Hey, I'm back with your guy.
Okay, now you got another minute to give you another minute. This is your last minute, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Good afternoon again, God, and Alvin.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and good afternoon again to the nation. Mm-hmm. But to piggyback off of what one of the last callers said, we have a situation in place that is good for the country, but the country isn't realizing those benefits of the opening, right? That's not all bad. That is not all bad. What that is, all it takes is a postmortem or reevaluation to determine and to apply pressure to those areas to ensure that the Bahamian people will garner the benefit celebration key. Okay, and that goes to Seattle. And that is happening as we speak. All right, but to get back to the point that I really called for, it's really sad in this country where you have a government who is getting results on behalf of the Bahamian people, but you have an opposition who is so desperate and they prepare to tear down even the good that is happening without even acknowledging it. Y'all, FNM people, stop. Thank you for the
I appreciate your call. Listen, man.
So,
go ahead, Darwin.
No, so another thing I want to add some context to
yes, please.
Something
please,
that sir. Anton said and something actually that C. Allen said. Look, we have to recognize... and as much as I say it, it doesn't seem as though it resonates sometimes with people. Two things can be true at the same time, okay? Celebration key can be both good and bad. It depends on your perspective and where you're sitting.
Yes,
it's good for the people that have been employed, been able to get employment there, because they probably made more of a salary than they did where they came from, because most people wouldn't leave a steady job to go to another job if there wasn't a raise or promotional opportunity. That's the first point. Secondly, it can also be true that Celebration Key is not good for the greater Grand Bahama community because it is pulling traffic to a single resort or owner or entity away from where the money was dispersed. This is exactly what Walmart did in small towns. When Walmart came in,
they killed all of the other businesses.
That's a statement of fact.
Same thing happened here.
When you have an oil boom in a town, the oil runs out, the town dies.
Mm-hmm.
We have to because this plays out over and over again. You have to have contingencies in place to mitigate against a problem that you know is likely to happen. No is likely to happen because it's happened before in many places and spaces. So if the government in its infinite wisdom, Because we had years to plan for Celebration Key. Celebration Key didn't just show up. This took years to build, construct. If you believe the project was going to be successful, as it appears to be, was it not incumbent upon you as a government, as a wider Grand Bahama business community, to say, look, what is going to be our contrary offering to attract people either off property or to provide some growth and development that can be tangential to this project? How are we going to benefit?
I like that.
And we needed to put more soberness, more strategy, more direct investment toward building up those things outside of Celebration Key to make sure that Grand Bahamians in mass were able to eat daily.
I like it, Donald. So I see you call on the line. Caller, go ahead quickly. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good day, God.
Hey, good day. Back. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Day, hey, guy.
I'm the civil servant, pay pockets and all the rest of that. Good Christmas present. Go ahead and look at the next election. But it can be a little too late for the Thanksgiving when people doing the shopping. Mm-hmm.
Have mercy. Black Friday.
And then there we go again. I'm done trying to piggyback on trying to talk with the Allen at the sea about this
guy. Yeah, I don't like it.
And their performance, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Let's just take it. Minister, between August and September 2019, Dorian, right?
Yes.
And then between November and December, that's the last 5 months of the that year, mm-hmm. 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Then COVID break out in
March 2020
in China, mm-hmm. and on the 20th of March we go on and shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called early election, but. From the 16th of September to now, that's 4 years and gone.
Yes, sir.
Someone pointed when Dorian or when COVID natural disaster that this administration encountered, mm-hmm. since they've been in power for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
that's the comparison and the contrast between someone who had serious challenges,
yes, sir.
And this administration that ain't have none. But you're promising people little junk canoe, trade check to go to for little Christmas.
I actually hate that too. Go ahead. I appreciate your observation, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm listening to you respond to the subject at hand, and you've quickly moved from the civil service over to the political individuals who are at the seat of authority, and this is the problem in your country.
Mm-hmm.
You continue to go back to the politician not fully understanding that, as my friend said from the Ministry of Works, you don't play with the civil service. Don't play with the civil service. So the government got to go scrapping and finding this money to give to them while the rest of us live in hell. This is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you say about the politician. Let me explain to you, Darvin Russell, why when you and I had earlier conversations, I'm not going to talk your business, but people asked me the question, are you going to run in the next election?
Mm-hmm.
I said, absolutely not. Will you be a good candidate? I said, I was a candidate the last time. I said, I understand the way you people are, but I involved myself, Darvin,
mm-hmm.
so that I could have some say. You'll never be able to say, Garth did not step to the front of the line in politics.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't win. Mm-hmm. I just needed you to know I did my part. Mm-hmm. My mouth hard as ever.
Right.
Oh, my mouth hard.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak, Darvin Russell, you cannot get Garth to go to work for $28,000 for people who don't appreciate him.
Facts.
That ain't gonna happen. Mm-hmm. 28,000. What I can do with that? That ain't no money.
Yeah.
150,000. You causing people to thief.
Mm-hmm.
I use the word thief. I didn't say thief.
Mm-hmm.
Thief. You got a thief if you want to survive in this game. Because the Bahamian people are gonna always ask you for what? More. They need more. You can never give them enough. This reminds me of Moses in the Book of Exodus.
All right.
This is why the country going around in cycles. And we could be going around in circles for the next 40 years until you understand that only Joshua and Caleb could cross. You know why? Because the rest of y'all ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
I said it.
Mm-hmm.
The civil service, y'all got to do better. Like I said, some of y'all are doing it well. I appreciate many of you. Police officers, customs officers, immigration officers, post office people, etc. Treasury and finance, some of y'all are doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But you know and I know many of you are lousy. You know, many of you are ill-equipped, whether the government doesn't have the equipment for you or you don't have the mentality to do the job that's put before you. You know this. So if you are a leader, whether it's Celebration Key or back of the yard key. Let me tell you what time it is with Gosman or Roseboro. Hey, you better go find one of them. You ain't going in civil service. And if I find out that you lousy, I can chop the department down, Gavin. If you're in the landscaping department at Ministry of Works and ain't nobody cutting no grass, guess what happens? When I get rid of you, I ain't hiring your children. I shutting the department down. Because there's no way I'll be able to take care of 20,000 people. Mm-hmm. Not in this economy. Mm-hmm. How y'all figure we supposed to find this money? If the government said we got to juggle some things, we can get right back to you. What do you want the government to do? I don't understand. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. How are
well, your voice sound real good. Welcome to the Bahamas, Goth. Another beautiful Bahamian voice. Go ahead.
First time caller since you took over, Mr.
You serious? You wait this long? You ain't called for me. You called for Darwin. I say that's why I can't have Darwin sometime. Mm-hmm. You all like Darwin talking.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, okay, but I want to say I really liked the way Darwin, Russell addressed the matter. Hold on.
She can clean it up, God. She can clean it up. Leave her alone.
Address the matter that Antoine came on with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to show balance, okay? That
yes.
Some things could be good for some people, but something can be bad. And
yeah.
As we look at Celebration Key, as you would have seen, have stated, mm-hmm. you're seeing where there's a major imbalance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Where persons are now hurting. While I had a family member who came over from Florida
mm-hmm.
to Celebration Key for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And when it stopped over in Freeport,
mm-hmm.
she was not able to eat the food because although it was sent for this and this, whatever, the Bahamian people did not cook the food.
Yeah.
They have Mexican people cooking the food that
mm-hmm.
tastes nothing like conch or conch fritter. She could not eat the food. And I just want to say to Antoine that I listen to the show to Guardian every day.
Yes.
And he is very imbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
For him to come on, y'all F&M, this and that. Man, just got
to
stay focused on you and what you're about and just leave the other people alone. You don't have to come on here acting stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you was more mature than that.
You thank
know?
You for your contribution.
So thank you all. You're all doing an excellent job together.
Appreciate you, my dear. Have a fantastic
day.
What a beautiful voice.
Let
eh?
Me tell you something, Garth. So let me echo something that the lady said. That was so important.
Okay.
Here is what ends up happening. I remember sitting in a particular class talking about tourism. And there's something that the instructor said that resonated with me, and I wish that every Bahamian said, we have to remember, it was such a powerful statement, we have to remember that the passenger of Royal Caribbean
mm-hmm.
Is not a customer of the Bahamas. It's a customer of Royal Caribbean.
I can understand that.
The customer at Celebration Key, the passenger at Celebration Key is a customer of Carnival, not a customer of the Bahamas. And when we understand that, maybe we would pursue different projects and initiatives on behalf of the Bahamian people. What we have allowed is Atlantis to define what is Bahamian.
We did that.
We did that.
Yeah, we did that.
Tamar to define what is Bahamian. Celebration Key.
Yeah.
To define what is Bahamian, right? And as she mentioned, obviously, no knock to my Mexican brothers and sisters. If they're cooking it, it's not the authentic, because they probably ain't using an authentic Bahamian recipe, and they don't know what it is that makes it Bahamian to begin with. The fact of the matter is, whenever we allow somebody to co-opt culture, the way we have allowed big developers to do so in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
we get a watered-down version of it, what it means to be Bahamian.
And I like that.
And then I go as a foreigner after visiting here. Man, look, yeah, I know if I got back to the Bahamas. I know if that was the right kind of experience.
I heard that in Fort Lauderdale.
And you've never really had a Bahamian experience.
The fellas, I met a grandmama, man. Like, he was so boring to me. It wasn't what I expected. You're right.
A problem.
Let me
it's
take this
problem.
Caller quickly. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on the line. Caller, you there? All right, Russell. So here's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying this conversation. Gabby said she's going to be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I have Dr. Marvin Smith supposed to be coming in on Monday.
Okay.
And so, you know, David and Gabby, they're always welcome to sit with me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem allowing them to fly the plane We don't have them issues like what they had in the Bahamas there. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us have a captain's license mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. And so I've always tried to give opportunities to go ahead and shine and make a contribution mm-hmm. to this country. My contribution isn't the only contribution that mm-hmm. has to be made. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate you, the Bahamian people, for the contribution that you make when you call into this show, because you are what makes this show sensational.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who would like to sponsor the show, I got to push this out mm-hmm. there, Darwin. So 302-2300, give us marketing a call. I got to take a really quick break, but I see your callers on the line. I got your text messages. We're going to hit those as soon as we get back. Chris Penniman on the board. Let's take this quick break.
As most of us have been abused by so-called friends and family too, you know that what I say is true. They come to borrow on bended knees. Hey, lend me some money, man. I really need it, please. So you lend them the money, fuss, no crap. Hear now the problem when it's time to pay back. We got bad knees, and we bad pay. I say we got bad knees, and we bad pay. I
don't care. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Nothing beats a Chikchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chikchani Light version just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chikchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit chikchanichallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Summer lasts forever at BWF. Beat the heat with unbelievable prices. Up to 50% off tent sales Saturday, September 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Deals, deals, and more deals. Red hot prices and cool buys. Brighten this season with huge savings. Up to 50% off tent sales Saturday, September 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Savings includes fans, coolers, grills and griddles, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, lawn and garden supplies, pole supplies, and much more. Shop now and save with BWF new store hours Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street. Check us out on Facebook and like our page to keep up to date with more exciting bargains. BWF, we ship to the Family Islands. Telephone 394-0004 or 6.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, talk all day.
We're back. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM, right here in beautiful Nassau, Bahamas. I hope I brought some sunshine back when I came back from Michigan. Up there was just blue skies. Blue skies. I got a little drop of rain just as I was leaving, just to make sure the grass stays green. But it's good to be back home. This is Gosman Art Rosewell sitting along with Darwin Russell, who did a fantastic job, he and Gabby, in my absence. And Gabby will be here tomorrow with me. And hey, listen, you guys, y'all are awesome. And I do appreciate you, as I'm sure Guardian Radio appreciates you, and so does human people. Those numbers are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. You know, I know C. Allen's going to call back again. I'm hoping that he's not going to call back to contest what Anton said. This, I don't want a back and forth on this particular show. So, gentlemen, if y'all can refrain from doing that, because someone even mentioned on the text line, it'll be interesting to have just a debate between C. Allen and Anton. But our Guardian Radio, this ain't no WWF, man. This is Guardian Radio today, and we're trying to build a country here. But good day, touch the man, his livelihood. Mm-hmm. Caller, you on the line, go ahead quickly.
Hey, what's happening? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, good, man. Trying to get to the line quickly for you. Go ahead.
All right. Just let me piggyback on something what Anton said about all these deals that this administration signed with the unions.
Go ahead.
God, if I come and sponsor your show for an entire year, mm-hmm. sign a contract with you to sponsor your show,
yes.
when that deal come into effect? Not until the money at the bank, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We could have a blunt friends that I sponsor your show, I doing all these things, mm-hmm. but that don't mean nothing until the money in the bank.
Facts.
Mm. Why all these unions striking and going against the government? Because they the money in the bank. You sign these deals, but where's the money?
Yeah.
Where are the workers' compensation?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And furthermore, but signing deals, right? The government signed the deal with Alokai. What happened with that?
Yeah.
Then they came back again, signed another deal. The deputy prime minister said, I will not come back to the BMM people and tell the money is in the bank. The money is in the bank. We've seen the place all year. The deputy prime minister again spoke about the airport in Van Mama.
Yes.
They secure a $400 million. That $200 million deals to the airport, not to come back to the BMA people again. We're trying to secure financing for the hotel.
Yes, sir.
For the airport.
Yes, sir.
So the government is saying they're doing all these things, mm-hmm. but are they really doing it?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm listening to you. I appreciate your call. I'm listening to you. And it's definite that the government has a big shoe to fill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that running a government mm-hmm. or a country mm-hmm. is as easy and simple as many people think that it really is.
And you have a credibility deficit now, right?
Of course do. Yeah. And you have so many people who want to get involved in politics, but mm-hmm. guess what? They don't own their own house.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. You got people who want to run this country right now mm-hmm. who don't even own their own house. Mm-hmm. They don't own a car.
Yes.
They don't have no wife. They ain't got, but they got children, mm-hmm. but we don't know how they doing. Huh? We don't know if they got a successful business that's running, but they want to run a whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, man. Y'all got to understand something. You know, running this country with Bahamian people. Let me tell you what the average Bahamian is. And call, I see you on the line. Coming here right now. I said y'all want to live good.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't wear nothing cheap. Listen to me. Y'all don't wear nothing cheap in this country. Y'all just live good. Y'all like to eat expensive things and drink Cavassier. Mm-hmm. You think I know what time it is, y'all? Y'all listen, you drink your New Yorker, whatever you call them thing, all kind of fancy drink. Huh? That's how y'all living in this country, and y'all want somebody to give you something for nothing. Who you think you is? Oh, it's God's child. Oh, God favors me. Y'all know how to do this thing, and God's supposed to give y'all everything for free. And then you look at the government and say, how come y'all ain't doing y'all part to give us something for free? And the government saying to you, we ain't got no money. Now, if the government say we ain't got no money, you know what we say? That's because they thief all the money out of the treasury. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. Where does the money come from the treasury? Let me hear this. If the people come on the cruise ship, nine million of them, if you say they come in,
mm-hmm.
and they come off the boat and go into the straw market and don't spend $1, you tell me where the money coming from, man. I want to know where that money coming from. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right now in the hotel, stopover visitation has gone to a low. Because that's the time of year it is. They got to lay some people off. And that's why I said, Darwin Russell, me personally, mm-hmm. I realized that the civil service of 20,000 is too much. I cut that number down to 10,000.
My Lord.
Me, I can do that. And I can tell you why before I take this caller. Have we ever had this much problems in civil service pre-1967? Based on your historical study?
That's a deep question.
Did our country ever look this discombobulated before 1967? Out of order? And y'all bossing people around with your unions and tell you better pay me, but y'all ain't doing no work yet? You think this ever happened before 1967? You know what you did? Oh, Jesus. Oh, the white man trying to kill us. Oh, Lord, we can't go down Bay Street. Oh, Lord, if you just give us the power, we can run this nation. And we'll show them that these are people we smarter than them. Our God, we know you on our side. So God answered your prayer. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Majority rule. Hey, we got the country in our hand. Now look how the country look. And y'all proud of that because y'all want more money for the country looking like crap. Caller, go ahead.
Go ahead, caller. You're on Guardian today.
I wonder if they're calling in shock. You didn't name shock? Mm-hmm. Caller, you in shock? You there? Let me take another caller then. Call it. Next caller, go ahead. That one, what a sec, where you yeah, get that from? Hey, man, I write you being disgusting.
Yeah, I see what you did. Garvin. But, you know, I appreciate Garvin, but God, I'll share this with you, you know.
Yeah.
He has my past. You know, as I listen to the people in the various calls, and the young gentleman that called, I love him because he highlighted the chronology, right?
Yes.
And so, the problem really, I mean, you know, and I use a passionate one, right, God? And I share your ideas, especially with the last narratives that you added, right? But what hurts me is we have to realize that, you know, we have to fix the problem.
Yes.
The very problem is the imbalance and the abuse of the Constitution and the way how our government is set up and operating.
Yes.
Lack of accountability.
Yes.
Lack of city ordinances, just lack of implementing laws that will govern or curtail their nefarious or dubious or unaccountable actions, right, to the public. So if we don't have a crowd like in the front of the Philippines or whatever, it's going to be the same way. So the very problem is the system in which maybe Pinlan was meaning when he said we don't want our country, we have to fight. But I don't know if he's meaning fight the politician because that's what it seems to be. And it's really a revolving door of just nothingness. And it's like the people, civil obedience is good, but it's not too good. It's not good in a healthy democracy. Maybe we need to do a show on what a real healthy democracy would look like.
I love
America's feeling because this is getting ridiculous. I'm going to die with this BS, my God.
I love it. What a great contribution. And you know what I thought to myself?
What did you think?
Here we are, a Christian nation. Be careful. I know me and Darwin, we always kind of tug of war on this, so he can be the devil's advocate in a second. Watch this, though. Do you believe if we were a Muslim or Islamic nation,
Lord,
we would have had these problems?
Oh, Lord.
When you want to do the fool what you do, you think them brothers can play with you? Ain't nobody could tell nobody in the Muslim world or the Islamic world they can't discipline you. You in the Philippines, you can't even take the saliva out of your mouth and put it on the sidewalk. You get beat. You get beat right down. I talk about a physical lashing. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about inhumane treatment. Mm-hmm. Because you know better than to take your saliva and put it on the sidewalk. Am I right or wrong, Mr. Russell?
You are correct.
In the Muslim nation, if you untouch a woman and it is unwanting, and you hold her down and you do the thing, you then know what can happen. It's called castration. You think you're going to want to do that again? Or you can't even do that again because you ain't have nothing to do it with. If you want to be a thief, they chop your hand off. Now you say, oh, God, you sound so barbaric. Of course I sound barbaric. But guess what? They don't have no discipline problems over there. Not over there. Caller, go ahead.
Dad, Mr. Rosebrough.
Hey, I write you misbehaving.
Yes, sir. Listen. You know what I think we really ought to do in this country?
Mm-hmm.
We need to do a good evaluation on our economy and see how the economy is, and we need to do some matching up so that we have a balance.
I think Darwin Russell could do a show on that for us.
Right.
I don't know if he opens it that next week, Thursday or Friday, but you know, we got all these financial sponsors here, Commonwealth Bank and CFAL and the rest of these people. Maybe Darwin could do a show on that. Right? You shake your head, Darwin. You won't touch that, eh?
Listen,
he ain't want to touch that. He like economics, but he ain't want to touch that. Uh-huh.
It would help our people to understand what goes on in the economy, what could be done from what can be done, where money should be spent most from where it should not be spent. So we can have a, we need a balanced talk, and I thought you would have been able to really handle that.
Well, let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. Could you tell me which ministries are the money-making ministries for the country so we could put some money in the treasury? Oh, I think I lost him on that one. Next caller, go ahead.
Yes, how are you doing? Let me just use my minute very quickly.
Yes, okay? Go ahead.
I live on Grand Bahama. We had, just pretend, we had 1 million tourists. We have a new port that came into play that's supposed to bring 6 million tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Explain why, with this new port in play, we're only getting 100,000 people. So we're expecting 7 million, but we're only getting 90% of what we had before they came. You don't have to answer that. That's just the math.
Well, what I would say, they have some devices, and thank you again for your call again, C. Allen. Thank you so much. Listen, what I'm going to say to people, and listen to me carefully, I know we keep on depending on the government to do everything for us, Darwin, and that's another flaw that we have as a people. Why don't you get, you always do all kinds of foolish things on Facebook, you do all kinds of crazy videos on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram, all kinds of things you always do. How many Bahamians do you think actually advertise the Bahamas on TikTok and Instagram and try to attract people to our shores? How much of y'all are making friends with people around the world so they can come and visit our country? If you truly want to make an impact, maybe you have to take it upon yourself to say, you know what? I want to advertise my country. I want to advertise my business. There a young man who had the gold teeth and the rasta locks, and he had a woman coming from California and all over the place coming here to the Bahamas. We could use another 1,000 people like that, eh? And more people be coming to the shore. Grand Bahamian people, y'all are some of the cleanest people I know. Darwin came from Grand Bahama. Y'all could dress, eh? Y'all could dress, your hair cut nice, your clothes pressed, your jeans. I always do that, press it with the crease down. And y'all say y'all broke in Grand Bahama. Y'all wearing Gucci and Versace shoe. I see y'all. I don't know if y'all just borrow other people's clothes, but you look good. Grand Bahamas look good. You don't even look like you're hurting, even though I know you're hurting. You know you're hurting. A lot of people don't believe y'all hurting in Grand Bahama. Y'all look good. Y'all some good-looking people. Some of y'all, you got your light skin, even though you was born black. You know how this thing just go? You got long hair when you know your hair is short and picky. Y'all making yourself look good. Maybe Grand Bahamians, you got to take it on your own shoulder, put yourself out to the world and say, you know what? You need to come and visit Grand Bahama. You know the politician ain't going to do it. You know the government ain't going to do it. So maybe you, the people, need to reach out to the world and make it happen. Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Hey, go ahead.
That's everyone as well, ATL here.
Look at my boy. How you doing, man?
I'm beautiful, beautiful.
I coming to see you in Thanksgiving. Okay, I coming to Thanksgiving to see you. We going to New Orleans together.
Absolutely.
Good.
Is everything okay with you? You seem a bit upset today.
No, I'm not upset. I am just so excited to be home, and I just want to wake my Bahamian people up. But, you know, I don't want them to like me. I just want them to wake up.
Okay. Two things I want to address.
Yeah.
First of all, monologue in the beginning of the show. Thank you so much for elevating black men.
Thank you, fathers.
I want to go ahead and say a special hello to my father, our dear Father Smith.
Thank you.
That's my very good friend. That's my good friend. Uh-huh.
The Bahamas has a discipline problem.
I just
said
that.
So let's get back to it.
Yes.
Talk about the civil service.
Yes.
What is the repercussion for not doing your work, not performing your job?
Yeah.
Promotion?
Yeah.
Darwin, what is it?
No, it's nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Point number two.
Yeah.
If individuals expect to get increments, that should be on productivity, not on just being on the roster.
No doubt about it.
Because the money needs to come, as you said, from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a discipline problem. And another issue is you don't have the proper systems in place and adhere to. As a result, individuals feel as if they can have an ad hoc work environment.
Absolutely.
You still have ministries who individuals still signing the blue book. This is 2025.
No, you're right about it. You're right about it. And this, you hit a number of nails on the head. I mean, I think that one of the issues that we are facing is the very one that you articulate. You probably can't even go into many of the ministries in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and find a list of KPIs that we know as a collective we are working toward. They just don't exist.
Well, I'll leave with this last point as I'm going to continue to stand on this. Gentlemen, school is to open in September. Y'all have a great day.
You mind. Appreciate you.
Listen, Darwin, I got to read off these texts before we get out of here. Mm-hmm. If time permits, see Alan, I see you trying to get back on and another caller, but you got to let me read these texts quickly. It says, good day, Garth, Darwin, and Gabby. Your lessons to this nation is impactful. Thank God for your attainment of higher education to level out things by speaking truth to power. Every subject you will bring brings light as God has it. Continue to speak truth to power. I can hear. Amen.
Amen.
The other person says, I agree with you. Cut the public sector. You're some of the smart people we got in this country.
My Lord.
Cut the public sector. So what that means, Darwin, is you may now have a job, but your children ain't going to be working for the civil service. Not based on your performance. So when we ask in the interview, who is your man, who is your pa? We find out it's you. your children ain't get no job in no civil service because you come from a lousy line of people. Anyway, I'm just saying what it is. The government signed all these deals and contracts. Who? Really? Well, you know, you're talking people business. This is a striping see, you got me stammering now. Company. Inexperience. Yeah, I ain't trying to do no personal attack on nobody. I just come back from Michigan. I didn't spend all my just money. Reach. Yeah, I ain't trying to get in no trouble. But I appreciate you texting in. I believe the Bahamian officials who negotiate these direct agreements do so from a very low bar. We have been conditioned to respect foreigners more than our culture. Just make the deal, get some low-level jobs, and get taxes. Hello. Darwin, you want to comment on that quickly? Because I think they got a point.
I mean, but that's precisely the issue we were talking about off air. The fact of the matter is I think we have to do a better job of defining what our expectations are and what we require. If we are going to allow a foreigner to co-opt our culture, they get to define what it means to be Bahamian, we will continue to get the product that we have gotten, which is substandard compared to what we as Bahamians know is an authentic Bahamian experience. We have to change that narrative.
I like it. The other person says, I personally visibly see civil servants cheating clock daily. That also includes the police. My Lord, the police cheating. Go figure that. Good day. Great show. We need to hold the government workers accountable so those that are not doing their job need to be fired in bold print right away. First institution, immigration. Second, Minister of National Security. They wind up with him fired. That's a strong one. And, boy, I tell you people are something else. But y'all are some good people. Garth and Darwin, the government has promised a budget surplus in September 2025. However, the Ministry of Finance probably failed. So the postponing salary advancements, the people are always bamboozled over and over. Brother Garth, please fire some people for disservice to the country. Why? KB sang the song about the public servants, but no government has made changes for the betterment of the Bahamas. The Bahamas can do better for the future. We need a Bahamas living and educated on resources, on our resources. That person is all interested in the natural resources. Yeah, that one there, we ain't gonna read that one about Anton and that one there. Brother Darwin, you are very correct today because we have allowed these enterprises to bring their guests and brand into the Bahamas for their investments. And we only get departure taxes on air and sea arrivals. So where's the Bahamian experience? Ministry of Tourism is surely asleep at the wheel. Please explain that to us. Darwin, boy, we got some shows coming up. Mr. Russell and Garth, I heard the customer comment before. The cruise ship had our customer experience, not a Bahamian experience. They were selling the private island stop. Okay. Good afternoon, Garth and Darwin. If the Kong fritters don't have thyme and hot pepper, it's not Bahamian. All right, I
got
oh my
Fox,
God!
Baby.
Okay,
Fox.
Celebration Key is another example of the definition of economics. Every major, moderate, and sometimes minute action within the economy has an impact or trade-off on some other aspect of the economy. Economics is an effort to balance those trade-offs to the benefit of the general economy. Our administration show over and over again they don't understand these relationships and trade-offs. The private key model that Chester Cooper championed as our tourism model for the future is a step away from Anchor Project and will be a painful shot in our foot. Says here, if you have 1 million people per year coming to Grand Bahama before Celebration Key and Celebration Key opens with 6 million people a year, but the impact shows that instead of the 7 million people impact, you are seeing the impact of 100,000 people, please, in your genius, explain this math economics. The math ain't mathing. Those who feel it know it. I think that came from C. Allen. Sounds like him. Good day. The Ida Fanton in debate. We're not going to do that today. Gentlemen, the government tells us to educate ourselves, which I did during my tenure at one of their educational institutions. I received a promotion after my first degree. I later obtained 2 other degrees, attended many conferences, seminars, and workshops, but was never promoted. I retired after 40 years without any promotion. I was an employee who rarely was absent. Guys, this is how they treat diligent and dedicated civil servants. Boy, I got a whole lot of time here. Come December, most of these persons forget about those delayed payments. Listen, folks, I see the other texts. No disrespect, but we're out of time here. From Darwin, Russell, you want to say goodbye, sir?
Have a fantastic evening.
Hopefully, we'll see Darwin again this weekend for Remark on Sunday, 5 to 6:30. He'll be leading out the conversation. And tomorrow, we're going to have Gabby with us. Stay tuned now for Z Line with Chivago Line. This has been Guardian Radio Today. Garth Millard Roseboro. We're out of here.
Terrible service, who does do their job just right? Just give you friendly service, don't bump you off your flight. They work overtime, they treat you like a king. But you wanna see them strike? You don't let them rush with sting.